Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps your bank information private when shopping online. Take control of your subscriptions and other recurring payments, plus pause and close privacy cards at any time. And get $5 right now to try the service at collision.live/privacy. Our next guest is here. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
Excellent.
Go ahead and introduce yourself for us.
All right. Hi, everyone. I'm Marcus Rader. I'm the CEO and co-founder of Hostaway, an enterprise solution for professional property managers operating in the vacation rental space.
Okay. So...
That's the reaction I usually get.
We're thinking.
I'm real quick trying to define the space. Are we talking about bigger property management groups or more Airbnb style property management groups?
Yes.
Okay.
All of the above.
So I can give an example.
Okay.
Imagine that you get to take care of the family cottage.
Okay.
That's been with the family for generations. It's probably somewhere far away from here. You don't want to go there. They have mosquitoes and everything. But
sure.
It's a popular tourist destination.
Okay.
And you don't really have the money to maintain it anymore. But then someone asks, hey, why don't you rent it out on Airbnb?
Okay.
And you think, well, that's nice because...
What a great idea.
And Airbnb is right there. That's advertising their services here. But what you'll find out...
We've been using them as an example all week because they're right there.
Yeah, what you'll soon find out is that it's a lot of work. You need to make sure it's clean, and if the guests break anything, and or if things break by themselves, like they tend to do,
sure,
it needs to be replaced, and you need to make sure it's nice and that the guests know how to find everything, and that's very hard to do remotely. So most likely, you would find out that there's a company in your area where the cottage is that does that for everyone else. They probably have 20 or 30 or even 200 cottages that they take care of.
Because all of those cottages are in the same situation.
Exactly. Nobody wants to go there and fight the mosquitoes and cut the lawn. Somebody else needs to do that.
Sure.
So these property managers, there's hundreds of thousands of them around the world. They need a platform to run their entire business on.
Sure.
Because Airbnb only takes part of one part of the business. They bring you the guests.
The customer,
right.
Yeah.
But even Airbnb doesn't bring you every guest. For example, business travelers that tend to not use Airbnb.
Right.
Families quite often use other services.
Sure.
For example, if you book a trip with a charter flight, you're probably never going to get on an Airbnb. You'll be on a resort.
Sure.
So there's many other platforms out there, and we're official partners with Airbnb, Expedia, Booking.com, HomeAway, VRBO. And
okay.
We allow.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And our platform, the companies that manage these properties, they do everything there. They publish the properties and the marketing material, the prices on all these platforms. They communicate with the guests to let them know how to drive there, how to get there. And when the fridge breaks down, they have a message template for that as well.
Okay.
Then, of course, they report to the owners or the investors. You want to know how much money are you making. You want to know if it's available if you want to go down this weekend.
Right.
So our software automates all of that. The cleaners, they need to know where to go and when. Sometimes companies use smart locks. They need to be reprogrammed for every guest. Our software automates that.
Wow.
So we basically do all of the back-end stuff needed to operate the vacation rental business.
Okay. So we are staying in an Airbnb.
Okay.
This week.
Uh-huh.
So another great reason why it's been an example all week. Okay. So let's say the refrigerator stops working because you use that example. So obviously my communication with the property owner is done through the Airbnb app.
Yeah.
So I send a message, and is this then getting into the mix?
Absolutely.
At that point?
That's the crucial aspect there. So
okay.
If you rent from an individual, they'll probably come and fix the fridge, or they'll call their friend and fix the fridge. But if you got 20 properties, you don't have time. You need to hire people to take care of that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And those people, if you only rent out one place on Airbnb, that's very easy. But if you rent out 20 different places and on all different platforms, yes, that message on the Airbnb app is going to show up in our dashboard. But most importantly, it's not the business owner who will be answering because they're quite busy. It's their employees.
Right.
So our software maintains all the information on who are the handymen in the area, who are the contractors, what to do. Maybe they have a standard set of instructions to give some discount, or if they have enough properties, they might even just look at our calendar and say, hey, you know what? Right next door, we have that place too, and it's empty. Would you like to move there for the rest of the stay?
Okay.
That buys them time.
Sure.
So so basically it's...
So they don't have to deal with emergency last-minute appliance repair, which is, of course, always the most expensive.
Yeah. Unfortunately, our software can't fix the fridge yet.
Yeah. It's not like fridge is fixed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it relieves the busy entrepreneurs of a lot of pressure.
Wow. Yeah, definitely.
I like that because if you're managing a number of properties, and especially if they're separate, that could be, you know, trying to deal with even reprogramming the locks.
Yes.
At the end of the thing, because we've got a smart lock on the door, and I would imagine that the woman who owns it, I think she owns upstairs and downstairs and probably one or two others, is my guess. Bouncing around town from wherever she lives over to change the code and then come back. All of that would be a real pain.
Not to mention when her cleaner calls in and is sick and you're checking out, the place needs cleaning. And then she needs to go and clean it herself.
Right.
Yeah.
When we were setting up this company, we actually had very little experience in the space.
Oh.
And we found out that a lot of other companies in the vacation rental space come from vacation rentals. So they actually have experience.
Okay.
So the first thing we did when we were designing how the software is going to work was get a few properties ourselves that we could manage so that we could actually have that experience of what it's like when your cleaner calls in sick and you go in and clean the toilets and you find someone to repair the fridge who doesn't show up. And so we know all about that.
How did you get into this business?
I got in here by doing market research. I was set upon the idea of doing my own global tech startup, but I wasn't set on any specific idea or any specific model or even industry. So I did research and I found the vacation rental or short-term rental market a very interesting business. It's also fast growing. It attracts a lot of capital, and I didn't really know what to do. So I started interviewing these property managers, asked them what does their daily lives look like and what are their challenges,
how to make it better.
Yeah, and they pretty much told me that what they want is this, what we provide them right now.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. So are you an alpha or a beta, or where do you fit in?
We're in the growth.
Growth. Okay. Growth, so you're phase three.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not sure. Someone asked me what the differences are. I guess we're growing faster.
It has to do with investment and revenue.
Yeah. So we're pretty good on the investment and revenue. It's a shame that so many great things here to see at Collision, but I've been running from investor meeting to investor meeting for the third day in a row, and so far the response have been really positive. It's people really like our numbers, and it makes financial sense. And
you have all these partners.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That doesn't hurt.
No,
that's great.
And you know, partnering with Expedia means that you're unofficially partnered with Hotels.com, which is another one that businesses use a lot because of that stay 10, get one.
That's right. That's right.
You still earn on private ownership.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of potential business with those partners.
Yeah.
So what were your goals here this week?
The goals were to meet up with investors. Okay. And actually, we have a booth here as well. I told our staff that we're here just to let people know that we're here. That we're looking for talent right now. If our future head of growth is watching, we really want to talk to you as soon as possible, maybe today. we are recruiting in all our three offices, Helsinki, Toronto, and Barcelona.
Wow.
For pretty much all positions. So if you look at our career site and you don't see a position that fits you, then apply anyway.
Yeah.
Because Because that's the startup world right there.
It is, it is.
Apply anyway, because there might actually be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I got many jobs like that. Instead of browsing job ads, I start looking at what companies do I want to work for. Mm-hmm. What do they stand for? What do they do? Is it something that I find interesting? And then do I enjoy the founders? Are they people that I want to work with? And are their ambitions at the same level as mine? And then just create your own job. If you're ambitious enough, if you have a drive and if you have talent, then you can always create a job. You shouldn't be turned down just by seeing a careers page with no open positions.
Yeah.
Interestingly, I have used our past collision interviews for exactly that purpose in the past.
Wow.
To go, okay, well, you know what? I really liked these companies.
Yeah.
I wonder what's going on at those companies today, whether or not there'd be a fit.
So. That's cool.
We get to meet some really cool companies here doing some really, really interesting stuff like what you've got yourself into.
Thank you. I personally don't think that we're that interesting. I think we're a bit like an accounting software, which nobody really thinks is sexy. But on the other hand, we're crucial for the businesses of our customers.
Yeah, no, you definitely are.
And that's for some people, especially VCs, that's very sexy because it drives a lot of revenues.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And you know what? Accounting software can be pretty sexy if it can start predicting corporate revenue and growth and maybe even point you in the direction of the right investors.
That's right.
That would be pretty sexy accounting software.
Yeah. plus, what I really like about this industry is our customers.
Yeah.
Because most of them have just recently set up their business, and they have maybe 5 or 20 or 50 places, and they're planning to expand. And they talking to them and hearing their stories is one of the favorite parts of my job.
I would imagine so, because it's always interesting to hear how people get into the thing that they're doing.
Yeah.
Which is why one of the questions that we ask everybody at Collision is, how did you get here?
Yeah.
And so, you know, if you're doing vacation rentals, if you're doing short-term rentals like that, you're kind of in the entrepreneur space too.
Yeah,
so there's probably an interesting story on how they got there.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, if people want to find out more about your platform and what you guys are up to, how can they get that information?
It's very easy. You go on to hostaway.com, hostaway.com, and check out the careers page. If you want to use us as a customer, you can sign up right there. And if you want to reach me, I'm available on the Collision app, LinkedIn, probably not Twitter, but LinkedIn and Facebook would be good channels too.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for coming and talking to us today.
Thanks a lot for having me here.
Absolutely. Thanks. And have a good rest of the day.
Yeah, you too.